Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to our afternoon session. Could you please take your seats? And with the indulgency of the Commission, I seek not to use more than 3 to 4 minutes on agenda item 10B. And the relevant documents are Circular Letter 2005/30 and Alnom 06/229/9B Part 2, Alnom 06/29/9B Part 2 Addendum 1. And I also wish the members to look at the report of the 58th session of the Executive Committee. That's Alnom 06/29/3L, and in particular paragraphs 83 to 90. The agenda item is on the review of the Codex Committee structures and mandates of the Codex Committees and task forces. We note there were quite a number of comments received, and these comments are contained in Alnom 06/29/9B. And I also wish to inform the Commission that our hard-working Secretariat, under the leadership of Dr. Miyagishima, they have prepared a very good paper, and that is contained in Alnom 06/29/9B Part 2 Addendum 1. And the Executive Committee, if you look at paragraphs, the Executive Committee report, paragraphs 83 to 89, we did note the comments received against the circular letter I mentioned. We did congratulate the Secretariat on the quality of the document and recommended that a circular letter be prepared to invite government comments on paragraphs 1 to 28 of the Secretariat paper. And in paragraph 89, the Executive Committee did recommend further that FAU and WHO coordinating committees be invited to discuss the proposals in their upcoming sessions and provide their comments to the Executive Committee and the Commission. And in paragraph 90 of the Executive Committee report, the Executive Committee noted the Secretariat's note contained in paragraphs 29 to 32 of the document, that's Alnom 06/29/B Part 2 Addendum 1, regarding the hosting of codex sessions in developing countries and the difficulties encountered in some cases before the conclusion of a letter of agreement between FAO and the countries offering the venue for the sessions. So I'm going to propose to the Commission that our conclusion under this agenda will be very much in line with the observations and the conclusions in the Executive Committee. One, that the Executive Commission note the comments received from members in reply to Circular Letter 2005/30 CAC as presented in Document Alnom 06/29/9B Part 2, and we have agreed to focus on Alnom 06/29/9B Part 2 Addendum 1, that's the Secretariat paper. Second, that the Commission congratulate the Secretariat on the quality of the documents and that is the secretary paper, and recommend that a circular letter be prepared to invite government comments on paragraphs 1 to 28 of the paper, including 11 proposals to give further opportunity to members and observers to study the analysis and proposals before holding a more detailed discussion at the 58th session of the Executive Committee and, of course, at the 30th session of the Commission. And third, the Commission recommend further that FAO WHO coordinating committees be invited to discuss the proposals in their upcoming sessions and provide their comments to the Executive Committee and to the Commission. And fourth, the Commission notes the Secretariat's note contained in paragraphs 29 to 32 of the document regarding the hosting of Codex sessions in developing countries and the difficulties encountered in some cases before the conclusion of a letter of agreement between FAO and countries offering the venue for the sessions. So I really wish that that will be our conclusion on this agenda item 10B from the Commission, and I wish to seek the concurrence of the Commission. Thank you very much. That will be our conclusion on this agenda item. Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember yesterday when we were discussing agenda item 5, we had requested for a working group to meet last evening, and that was to work up the terms of reference of an ad hoc codex intergovernmental task force on the processing and handling of quick frozen foods. The document is CAC/29-LIM-17. And I wish to ask the convener or the chairperson of the working group to briefly report. United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we mentioned in our introduction to this agenda item, this code was first drafted in 1999, and since 2001 has been at step 3. There has been a lack of consensus on a few items in the code. The United States, as Secretariat for the effort to develop this code by correspondence, is willing or was willing to try one more time to resolve those issues. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, a working group was convened last night, and in LIM 17 we have a terms of reference for an ad hoc Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on the processing and handling of quick frozen foods. The government of Thailand has graciously offered to host this task force, subject to availability of budgetary funds. This task force is being convened to finalize the International Code of Practice. The task force will attempt to resolve all outstanding issues that have been identified with a view to adoption of the code at step 8. If I may, Mr. Chairman, just a word about the process that we envisioned last night in the task force. It was felt that following the Codex Commission meeting this year, if the Secretariat would agree to issue a circular letter asking countries to identify those issues that they still see remaining in the code or any issues that they wish to comment on. Comments to that circular letter would be then the basis for a document that could be considered perhaps through another round of electronic communication. But, Mr. Chairman, we envision that there would be one meeting of this task force. Given the budgets in Thailand and in the United States, The best time for that meeting would be late August or September of 2007. The one meeting of the task force would then be to resolve all outstanding issues in the code with a view of adoption at step 8. Mr. Chairman, there was some concern about whether this code then would have to be endorsed by other committees, such as the Committee on Food Hygiene. If we can stick to that time frame, it would be possible to have Food Hygiene consider the hygiene provisions at their meeting tentatively scheduled for late November, early December 2007, if that is necessary. One final comment, Mr. Chairman. It is the view of the U.S. that if one meeting of a task force does not resolve the issues, if that task force is unable to reach consensus, then the task force would be dissolved at 2008, 2 years from now, and work on this issue would be discontinued. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America, and the Commission wish to thank the working group for the good work done, and also wish to note the willingness of Thailand to host this committee. And just to put the text in the Codex procedural context, I wish to invite the Secretary to clarify, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, the working arrangement proposed by the United States as the convener of the task force can be recommended by the Commission if it agrees to so, and there is no problem in prescribing the following course of action consisting of the issuance of a circular letter followed by the work by correspondence leading to one physical meeting of the task force. Regarding the issue of whether the code after finalization by the task force should be or should not be referred to Food Hygiene Committee, there is no impediment to giving the full competence to the task force, including hygienic provisions, if the Commission so decides. However, it is also possible to leave a theoretical possibility to the task force so that task force itself can judge the need to refer the final code to Food Hygiene Committee and to do so if needs be. After having said this, Mr. Chairman, the designation of host government will be handled not under the present item 5, but under the present the item 16. So we shall focus our discussion on the title, objective, terms of reference, and time frame developed by the working group last night and contained in LIM 17 documents. Having said this, Mr. Chairman, the Secretariat has a proposal to slightly hopefully improve the reading of the terms of reference, and I will read my proposal slowly. Terms of reference. To resolve all outstanding issues, including food quality and safety provisions, for the advancement of the code to step 8. Full stop. Mr. Chairman, this is the Secretariat proposal to slightly amend the terms of reference without changing the intent of the original drafting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm seeking the concurrence of the Commission to the amendment to terms of reference as proposed by the Secretary. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since Malaysia would like to get clarification from the Secretariat that since the Government of Thailand will be hosting the task force meeting sometime in the fall of 2007, maybe around September 2007, in view that the relevant section will be handled by also by the task force, but we are just wondering whether there will be sufficient, the time frame is sufficient, the 2 years time frame is sufficient. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. And again, I'm still asking the concurrency of the Commission with regards to the amendments done by the Secretariat on terms of reference of the committee. Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of the Member States of the European Community, I would like to thank the Working Group for a very good work here. Brief terms of reference are very good ones, and I think also the change proposed by the Secretariat is acceptable to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. Seeing no other flag, then European Community, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Donc nous sommes effectivement en ligne avec ce qui vient d'être présenté par les délégations de la Finlande, mais nous pensons que peut-être la compétence entière devrait être donnée à cette task force sans devoir référer le dossier au comité Food Hygiene, car nous pensons que ça risque de retarder le processus et qu'en réalité plusieurs comités pourraient être impliqués et pas seulement le comité Food Hygiene. Donc nous pensons que la compétence entière sur ce dossier devrait être confiée à la task force. Merci.
Thank you, European Community. Then the suggested modifications of the terms of reference by the Secretariat is acceptable. Can you please, Secretary, comment again on the time frame?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quickly, first on the point raised by the European Community, with the amendments which the Secretariat proposed, it is clear enough that the task force will have full competence in dealing with all provisions in the code. So as a default interpretation, there will be no need in principle for the code to be referred to the Food Hygiene Committee unless other decision is taken by the task force itself. And secondly, if the Commission at present session decides to establish this task force for the duration of 2 years, the task force will continue to exist until 2008, which in the view of the Secretariat will comfortably encompasses the all working period, including electronic and correspondence mode and physical meeting mode. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Then the Commission adopt the terms of reference for the Ad Hoc Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on the Processing and Handling of Quick Frozen Fruits as presented in Lim 17 with the change in the text on the terms of reference as has been proposed by the Secretariat. Thank you very much. Then can we go quickly to the next agenda item?
Eleven.
I invite the Commission now to start looking at agenda item 11. Agenda item 11 is on matters arising from reports of Codex committees and task forces, and I wish to invite the Secretary to introduce the agenda item. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. the relevant documents under the current agenda item is Alinom 06/29/9C. It's addendum 1, addendum 2, and addendum 3, as well as a number of working papers. Submitted by certain countries. Mr. Chairman, let me start with the main working document, document /9C. This document starts with three items that were referred to the present session from the past, from the last session of the Commission. We have three standing items for which the Commission at this session needs to provide guidance or orientation for the further work of the Commission. First of all, the matter is about the future work on antimicrobial resistance. In paragraphs 1 through 7, you will see the background that the Commission looked at this issue in the past two sessions, and there was a decision taken by the last session of the Commission to issue a circular letter to invite comments on the work which the member states want to see on the part of the Codex. That was the content of Part A of Circular Letter 2005/33, and comments received from a number of countries and three observer organizations are contained in Addendum 1 document. Mr. Chairman, the Commission on the first day had agreed to establish a in-session working group to look at the comments provided and agree upon a set of terms of reference, time frame for the work, and objective for a proposed task force. The output of the working group, which worked last night, has been made available to the present session, which is LIM 18 document, which was made available in three languages shortly before we broke for lunchtime. So we presume that delegations have had some time to study the content of the 18 document, and without any views to the contrary, the Secretariat would recommend that the Commission will use the 18 document as a basis for further discussion on this particular item. Before I close my microphone, during the discussion in the Executive Committee, there was a question raised about what has happened, what follow-up action could be done on the Part B of the same circular letter, which requested the reporting of country experience to deal with the containment of antimicrobial resistance. And the WHO has been building a compendium of the information received, and there was a promise made during the Executive Committee session that this information be made available soon. So probably our colleague from WHO can confirm this point, but having besides this point, now the Commission is being invited to make a final decision on whether or not to establish a Codex Task Force on this matter, and if the answer is yes, to agree on the title, objective, terms of reference, and time frame for the work of such task force. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and I wish to ask the Commission as to a decision to be taken whether a task force should be established or not. And if agreed, then we'll start looking at LIM / 18. Some brief observations, please, some brief comments on whether we establish or not to establish.
Jordan,
please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. نحن ندعم إنشاء فريق مهام بشأن مقاومة مضادات الميكروبات، وذلك لوضع دليل إرشادي عن منهجيات وآليات تقليل المخاطر على صحة الإنسان والمرتبطة مع وجود ميكروبات مقاومة لمضادات الميكروبات في الغذاء والأعلاف. ولا بد من تحديد الاختصاصات العامة لهذا الفريق بعناية فائقة، على أن يتم تحديد المنهجيات وآليات العمل الخاصة بإنجاز العمل حالما يبدأ الفريق عمله بعد موافقة الهيئة طبعا على إنشاؤه. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. And I see the flag of, is it Paraguay? Paraguay, please. You have the floor.
Gracias, señor presidente. Paraguay considera que la resistencia antimicrobiana es un tema importante que debe ser abordado en el ámbito de Codex. Por ende, le parece bien que se cree este grupo para estudiar el tema. Sin embargo, quisiéramos recalcar y poner énfasis en que los países en desarrollo como el nuestro y muchos, para poder aplicar e implementar metodologías y procesos tendientes a reducir el nivel de riesgo al potencial de resistencia a los antimicrobianos en los alimentos, necesitaríamos de asistencia, cooperación y orientación técnica, por un lado. Además, quisiéramos decir que nos parecería el periodo de 4 años un término adecuado para el mandato de este grupo, y además que estamos de acuerdo con los términos del anexo 1 que creo que se estudiarán más adelante. Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Paraguay, and then I have Argentina, please.
Argentina está de acuerdo con la creación de esta task force. No obstante, nos preocupa un poco los términos de referencia. Creemos que han sido muy precisos y que es un tema que quizás debería haber estado redactado de una forma un poco más amplia para que el propio grupo de trabajo pudiera definir exactamente sobre qué cuestiones específicas debía trabajar. Creemos que, de una vez por todas, este trabajo tiene que iniciarse, pero que tienen que ser los propios especialistas los que terminen definiendo de qué manera van a abordar la cuestión. No obstante ello, de hecho, no nos vamos a oponer, pero lo que sí pediríamos es que se remite una carta circular a los países con este mandato y que exista la posibilidad de hacer correcciones sobre el mismo o remitir observaciones y para que luego se discutan cuando se inicien los trabajos del grupo. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, and then I have Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba apoya la creación de este grupo, tiene algunas consideraciones sobre el LIM 18, donde se habla del objetivo, se habla de que el CODES debía elaborar una orientación con base científica y ahí nos parece que debe decirse seguidamente sobre la resistencia antimicrobiana, se ha omitido en el objetivo, en la descripción que es sobre el tema. Y más abajo, al final, se incluye la acuicultura, pero no aparece la apicultura. Cuba propone que se incluya la apicultura porque aquí solo se han considerado animales destinados a la alimentación humana y piensos. Pero hay productos destinados a la alimentación, como las mieles, que no pueden ser cocinadas ni transformadas, de modo de reducir la carga microbiana, y que consideramos que deben ser incluidas también. Y Cuba quisiera adicionar la necesidad de que el CODES preste atención a que para nuestros países, como expresó Paraguay, requieren de asistencia, requieren de cooperación y de fondos y de servicios de expertos para poder incorporarse plenamente a estos trabajos por la carga de conocimientos, de actividades científicas y de intercambio físico que van a requerir. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba, and I have Chile, Brazil and Egypt, and I wish to close the list, and then I have IDF.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros también apoyamos la creación de este grupo de trabajo. Pensamos que el tema es importante, ya se está trabajando en él. Antes teníamos la presión que nuestros expertos estudiaran el tema, y opinamos como Argentina, que es el mismo grupo el que tendría que estudiar y enfocar bien cuál es el traje que va a calzar más con lo que ellos van a hacer. No creo que sea el momento ahora de opinar sobre en detalle el documento, pero por ahí habla de salud animal y habría que decir que eso es competencia de la OIE, tal como la inocuidad es competencia de esta comisión, aunque se logre la sinergia, pero dejar claras cuáles son los ámbitos de acción de cada uno. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chile. And ladies and gentlemen, I realize there is a general support to the establishment of this task force. And if you are really having a flag to say yes, you support, can we then take it that the Commission agrees to establish this task force? I wish to ask the countries with the flags. I have Brazil, Egypt, Samoa, Sudan, Uruguay. If you are in favor, then please could you take the conclusion that the Commission has agreed to establish that task force, and then we will go to discuss the text on LIM/18. I see the flags are down.
No.
Thank you very much, and I had IDF and OIE, if you, again your concern were to support the establishment of this task force, I would wish you to request you to put your flag down, and then can we start looking at LIM/18, please. Thank you very much for your understanding, IDF and OIE. Then I wish to invite the Commission to start looking at LIM/18. And I would wish to start by looking at the purpose, and I invite some observations on the purpose the text has provided in LIM/18. Thank you very much. So the Commission seems to be happy with the purpose, the way it's given in the text. And could we look at the time frame, please? Any comments on the time frame? Thank you very much. The Commission is comfortable with the time frame as suggested in LIM/18. Can we look at the scope, please?
Sudan.
Sudan, are you on the time frame?
سيد الرئيس بعذرة يبدو أننا أصبحنا نقفز غفزا سريعا. أرجو أن لا يكون عامل الزمن مؤثرا على المرور على هذه المذكرة 29/9. هذه المذكرة مهمة. تجاوزنا الموضوع عن الميكروبات العصية واتفقنا على مجموعة عمل. هذا حسن. مجموعة العمل تبدأ العمل بعد 4 سنوات، هذا مبالغ فيه، هذا عمل جاد ومهم جدا جدا سواء بالنسبة للإنسان أو الحيوان. ثم في الصفحة الثانية، في الصفحة الثانية هنالك عنوان جانبي شابو العمل على تغذية الحيوان Future Work on Animal Feeding Codex البند 11. ماذا فعلنا في هذه النقطة؟ إذا قرأناه بالإنجليزي The Commission could not come to a conclusion لحد نهاية ماذا فعلنا عن تغذية الحيوان؟ هذا أمر مهم، فأرجو أن نقف قفزا سريعا على هذه النقاط خاصة ما يتعلق بالحيوان، ولا أدري ما هي نظرة المسؤول عن المنظمة العالمية لصحة الحيوان لو كان موجود معنا. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Sudan. Maybe it's a problem with the Arabic text, but according to the English text I have, it does not really mean the task force will start in 4 years' time, but rather it will have 4 meetings starting from next year. This is the text in the English document. So it's not to start after 4 years, but we'll have 4 meetings starting next year. And I'm sure that clarifies your question. Thank you. OIE, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We just would like to have an overall comment on the terms of reference. OIE wishes to make reference to existing OIE standards. Notably, we have already one standard on risk assessment for antimicrobial resistance. We would like that the task force work in a complementary way with existing standards of the OIE. This to avoid contradictory standards under the framework of the SPS agreement. We would like this to be noted into the report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, OIE, and that will be noted in the report. And then I have IDF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's actually in the same direction as the input, the comment by OIE. It seems not to be quite clear from both the purpose and the scope of this document whether the result in the end will be to have dual standards for the same issues, and certainly that should be one of the aims that should be avoided. So it will be prudent to have that noted somewhere here as well. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF, and I wish to draw the attention of both IDF and OIE to the scope which we had just agreed upon, and in particular the first sentence, which reads, Codex should develop science-based guidance taking full account of its risk analysis principles and the work and standards of other relevant international organizations, and OIE is given as an example. So that first sentence does really address the concerns raised by both OIE and IDF. I see OIE nodding, and I'm sure it's accepted. Thank you very much. Japan had flagged late, and maybe, again, I'm privileged to give you the opportunity. Japan, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Maybe we are too slow to catch up with, but with your indulgence, Mr. Chair, we would like to make a general comment on these terms of reference. As it was requested to provide comments on the proposed terms of reference attached to the circular letter 2005/33, we only submitted our general comment to it and refrained from proposing a different format of the terms of reference consisting of only essential elements. However, the terms of reference presented here appears to be not consistent with the terms of reference of other codex subsidiary bodies in the intent and in format, so we would like to ask the Secretariat's view on this. Having said this, however, we regard that this new task force is an important fora to integrate all the relevant work, including past, ongoing, and future work on antimicrobial resistance, not only on veterinary drugs, but taking a holistic approach. So we recognize that much work has already been done on the issue of antimicrobial resistance nationally, regionally, and internationally, including the work of codex such as CCRVDF, WHO, FAO, and OIE, which has developed relevant code. So duplication of work should be avoided. we consider that a new task force can play a key role in developing a strategy guidance document for the future codex work to be conducted by the relevant codex subsidiary bodies, taking account of the work of other relevant organizations as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan, for the general comments and again for the matter of consistency with the codex procedures. The secretary will clarify. And well, we have already agreed as a commission to establish the task force. We have agreed on the purpose and time frame, and now we are considering the scope. And maybe, Secretary, you could clarify the issue of consistency, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In order to implement, really, the establishment of a new codex task force, we need in the Commission the following elements. The first one is the title, official title of the subsidiary body. The next element is the objectives. Third element would be terms of reference. And the last element would be time frame. Mr. Chairman, I recall that there was an intervention made several minutes ago from Argentina requesting the issuance of a circular letter to initiate the real talks regarding the concrete content of the work to be undertaken by the task force. And this advice, if this suggestion is to be supported by the Commission, it does not appear to the Secretary that we need detailed discussion in the terms of reference paper on what activities can be or should be conducted, because it is open, it will be left to the discussion that will happen subsequent to the collection of government comments and observer comments to be sent in reply to such a circular letter. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the Secretariat wishes to make a proposal through you to the Commission to the effect that we accept the title of the task force, we accept the time frame as set out in LIM 18 document, we slightly amend the title of the next paragraph. Now it is entitled as purpose, but we could rephrase it as objectives. In such case, the sentence will start with infinitive of the verb to say to develop science-based guidance, taking full account of etc., etc. Furthermore, the current heading scope could be rephrased as terms of reference. We might not need the introductory sentence. The terms of reference could immediately start to say to develop guidance on methodology and processes for risk assessment, and it could continue until the end of this short paragraph. And possibly we shall not need the elements set out in following paragraphs, with the understanding that those matters will be the object of the continued discussion that will start with the issuance of a circular letter. So this is my proposal to the Commission, Mr. Chairman, and it is up to the Commission to accommodate this proposal or explore other ways to proceed with this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. First, I wish to ask the Commission whether it agrees with the proposal from Argentina that a circular letter is sent out by the Secretariat asking members to comment on the text that would have been agreed upon in this Commission under the establishment of this task force. I see no flag, then the Commission will send...
Uruguay now. Chile, Uruguay.
I have Chile, Uruguay, and the United States. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros estamos de acuerdo con, igual como dijimos antes, con lo señalado por Argentina y también con lo que propone la Secretaría, que va en el mismo sentido. Y según lo que entiendo, la Secretaría dijo entonces, analizaríamos solo el título, el marco cronológico y el objetivo. Ahora, en relación al objetivo, me parece que hay un olvido. Se está citando trabajos del mismo Códex y de la OIE, pero las dos madres del Códex no se citan, y sí se citan después en el ámbito de trabajo y en varias otras partes. O sea, también habría que citar en ese sentido a la FAO y a la OMS. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. So I understand you agree that we send out a circular letter, and then I have Paraguay, please.
Uruguay, sorry.
Is it Paraguay or Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. Uruguay, sorry.
No, Uruguay quiere apoyar de remitir la carta circular porque de esta forma los Estados miembros, todos los Estados miembros podemos opinar en el tema de referencia, ya sea por vía electrónica o a través de hacer llegar sus observaciones. Pero en cuanto al marco cronológico que ya fue aprobado, hablamos de 4 reuniones a partir del 2007, pero el mismo resulta ambiguo. Esas reuniones pueden ser 2 anuales, puede ser una por año y realmente no está precisado. Lo que sugiere Uruguay que si se va a hacer un trabajo coordinado con la OIE y otras instituciones, deberían de estar trabajando en forma paralela de forma que sea se termine en forma pareja, que no termine uno primero y otro después. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. Uruguay, sorry, and then the United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me just give some background about how the committee, I chaired this committee last night, this in-session working group. And if you recall from the last session of the commission, there was a similar document that was produced under the title LIM 32. And that document was sent around in the form of a circular letter, and comments were received basically on all of the issues that we addressed last night. In fact, we used those comments and that LIM document to develop the present LIM 18 document that you're looking at now. So sending around another circular letter basically asking for the same information, I'm not sure how productive that would be. Mr. Chairman, one of the things that you will find in the paragraph titled Activities, the first line, the first sentence under that, is that we envisioned that the ad hoc task force, during their first meeting, would review all of the issues that we've outlined as activities and scope in this document and make some determinations at that time how best to try and achieve what this committee has suggested as the topics of most concern to us. So I think in keeping in conformance with the secretaries or the secretariat's the Codex Secretariat's suggestion to limit the terms of reference to the scope document or to the first paragraph of scope, but then somehow include the rest of this information in the document that gets delivered to the actual ad hoc task force, and then let them sort through these and make their informed judgment as to which of these are most important and which and if they're all encompassing or if there are other additional issues that need to be addressed. But I think that that sending out another circular letter basically asking the same questions we've already asked would not be productive and could delay the beginning of this very important ad hoc committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. And actually, I was consulting the Secretary, and my concern was on the same issue, and maybe the Secretary can clarify. Please, Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The intervention made by the United States is quite right in the sense that we have already experienced, we already asked for at least two cycles of circular letters on the on this particular issue. However, Mr. Chairman, subject to the decision by the Commission could yet consider a issuance or the issuance of a circular letter because of the fact that in the past exercises, the comments were requested not only what can be or should be done by Codex, but also in which way such work is been, can be done, or the comments as to whether Codex should do some work at all. Therefore, there were a divergence of comments sent in, and this might make it difficult for the first session of the task force to effectively assess and reach the consensus on what work items concretely can be included in its work plan. So therefore, if the Commission decides to issue a circular letter, then the circular letter should specify that, of course, the circular letter will include the terms of reference of and objectives of the newly established task force, and the circular letter will further request concrete proposals for new work in the form of, preferably in the form of draft project documents, and those documents be compiled into a working group working document that would be discussed at the first session of the task force. So this is, Mr. Chairman, the clarification we can provide on one possible course of action. Thank you.